I understand my purpose. Now I have a way of going, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? Should I spend more time doing this? Should I not spend more time doing it? Should I gear my life in this direction or that direction? It really becomes a powerful tool for us to have internally.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Alicia talk about the reasons to have a purpose statement for your life. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. We are so glad you are here. This is our third week talking about reinventing yourself. So if you are in need of reinvention, this is the podcast for you. I'm here today with my lovely wife, my favorite co-host, and you're all like spiffy. You're in a dress.
Spiffy.
Wow. Yes. Yes. How are you today, Alicia?
I'm good.
That's good. You stopped. I was on a conference call before the podcast. It went a little long, so you stopped up at Tropical Smoothie.
Yes.
Which we are still pushing for a
sponsorship is it?
From. Yeah. Yes. So much for the podcast where I can't think of the word sponsorship from Tropical Smoothie, because their Bahama Mama smoothies are fantastic.
Yes, they are. It's probably one of my favorite things to
eat,
stop
drink.
And get. Yeah, yeah, like I don't even know, like I don't have as a meal replacement. They're enormous, so like you can't eat lunch and I mean maybe you can. I can't.
Guess, yeah, but. I'm sure you could. I'm sure I could figure out a way to do it. So, but thank you so much for stopping.
Sure.
It's the little things.
It is.
It keeps our marriage strong. Yeah. So, last week with Ed, I was talking to him about where you rescued me from a Saturday at the manufacturing plant, and we went on a drive to nowhere. We just started driving, and but it was fun. It was great. It's the little things that keep marriages strong.
Yeah, I guess so, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're learning to stay married after our kids move out.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So for the last couple of weeks, as I mentioned, we've been talking about reinventing yourself. We started with week one was take an inventory, you know, find out what you have, who you are, you know, what is in your life, so that you can then move to the what. You know, what are you trying to do with your what? What is the direction that you want to go? Where is that destination that you want to be after, you know, this whole crazy ride that we call life is done? And this week, we are talking about finding your why. So once you know what you have, you know where you're going, you know, the last piece of this is understanding your why and, you know, what is your motivation to get there? Because that motivation is going to carry you when nothing else will. So,
yeah, it's like your heartbeat behind it. What's your statement of what you want out of life and what direction do you want to point it in?
Yeah. One of my favorite quotes that I have heard was, "Find something you love and let it kill you."
Oh wow!
Yeah, it seems.
I hope it's not bears.
Yeah, it's not bears. Yeah, I don't think it was like, you know, Bahama Mamas. Like I just want to eat so many that I keel over because my stomach explodes.
Yeah, or, I don't know. You're gonna have to explain that one a little bit.
Well, so the heart behind that is, you know, find something that you're so passionate about that you give your whole life to, that eventually it's the thing that just takes over your life. And when you're done with life, it has been something that you've dedicated your life towards. So, you know, essentially having something that you're so passionate about that it just takes over your life for the rest of your life. And that could be family. That could be a business, that could be a charity, that could be doing great things, it could be, you know, all of these different, but what is your purpose in life, and then being so passionate about it that nothing else really matters. So, or at least everything else is second and third to that passion.
It's almost like I don't know that I would say that it kills you, but that you feel like you've poured out everything you have towards that purpose.
Sure. So. Well, it we're kind of the same. Well, it was said in an extreme way to get a reaction out of people, right?
Yeah, I get that.
So why define your why? So why define your purpose in life? And I came up with six whys of why. So let's just go through
again,
We're going to go through these real quick. So it provides clarity in your life. If you understand your why, if you understand your motivation, if you understand your purpose, it gives you some clarity in your life. Why am I doing these things? Does that make sense?
Sure.
That's easy, right? It infuses passion for your goals. If you have a goal of, I want to be a multi-bazillionaire, but you have no why behind it other than I just want to be that, you know, there's not a lot of passion behind that typically. You know, if it's, hey, I want to make millions of dollars so that I can help this group of people because I have a passion for homeless people or something like that. You can get some passion behind that.
Another purpose behind the drive.
Correct. Exactly. It keeps you focused. When you have a why, when you have a passion, when you have a purpose, it keeps you focused. So I don't know if you've realized this, but our world is full of distractions. And it seems like we continue to have more and more distractions between social media and the news and the election and Corona and all this stuff. And it becomes so easy for our focus to become splintered. So, but when you have a purpose in your life, it becomes easy to stay focused. Should I spend 3 hours on Facebook or should I do something that furthers my goals, which are part of my passion?
Yeah, it's almost like talking to somebody that's so wrapped up in, you know, the virus and the news and everything right now that, like, I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody that's like, they are very wrapped up in that. It's like consuming their world. And I thought to myself, like, midway through listening to the conversation and they went off and, you know, went on and on and on about it. And I thought, like, once this is over or, you know, subsides a little bit or whatever after the elections, after Corona has subsided, after, you know, this whatever lifts, what are you going to talk about?
That's a great question.
You know, like what else is there?
What is your next distraction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, a lot of times, you know, people just simply don't have a purpose. And so they just become, what is this week's, this month's, this year's distraction? I'm going to go towards that. And then something else changes. The news cycle changes. Suddenly the news is talking about something else. Oh, let me shift over here.
Right.
And so being unfocused is a sign of the times. In the US, we're so distracted. And it just, there's companies that make billions of dollars on keeping us distracted. So whether that's Apple with new products, guilty.
Yes,
guilty.
I was going to say, is that like
Facebook with
Confessions
everything.
Of Joe.
Yes. You know, but again, the news, you know, they want us to be distracted because that's how they make money. So it helps you live healthier and longer. So having a passion actually helps you live longer. There's been tons of studies that says that, you know, if you have a direction in your life and you have passion and you have a why behind it, it eliminates stress. It helps it, like heart disease. Like there's a ton of things that affect your health, and having a focused why, a focused purpose will actually eliminate. It's crazy that just having a passion for something helps you live longer.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I don't really know how that works, but I mean, if it's a study or whatever, I guess I believe it, but it's just kind of crazy that something that your mind can do can actually alter your physical state.
Next is it helps develop resilience. So when you have a strong why, setbacks are just another step towards your goal, not necessarily a failure that discourages you to the point of giving up. So if you have a goal of helping, again, I use homeless, you know, helping the homeless people, and something, you know, gets in your way, it's just, hey, I just learned a way that this doesn't help, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to find another way, and I learned something from it, and, you know, failure becomes a stepping stone, not necessarily a setback. when you have a really strong why.
It's like the try something new that you're willing to fail at, like trying something, even though the possibility obviously is there for everything that you would try new, that you would fail. And it's just kind of, I don't know, learning new ways to not do things so that you can make them work.
So the last point that, you know, why have a why, it allows you to live a life of integrity. And I think integrity is something that we're going to talk about in a future podcast, because I think that the world lacks integrity, integrity to ourselves, integrity to our purposes, integrity to our jobs, our families, et cetera, et cetera. You know, integrity is a really big word. But when you have a purpose, when you have a why, it actually helps you to point to that thing, and it helps you to live an honest life, you know, an honest with people around you, an honest life with yourself. We lie to ourselves more than, you know, more than we lie to anyone else in the world. So I just thought it was an interesting point that having a purpose helps you, you know, live a life of integrity. And even, you know, this is something that I was thinking about with that point. You know, I wonder if, you know, the divorce rate being at 50% and all
this.
Okay, I was being generous, but let's just say half the marriages end in divorce. You know, I wonder if a lot of it is people get distracted and do things that they shouldn't be doing, and looking for fulfillment in the wrong places simply because they don't have a purpose in their life. They're bored. You know, and they're just, you know, they don't have something that they're striving towards. So, you know, when I'm unhappy with my life because I don't have a purpose, I don't have a goal in my life, I can look to, well, this person over here makes me feel good and that my spouse doesn't. So I'm going to gravitate to something over there, or whatever those reasons for divorce. I just think that there's some truth to that, where if you don't have something that's big in your life, it becomes so easy to...
Or bigger than yourself, at least.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's not necessarily like I need to solve world hunger over the course of my own, by myself. You know, it's something that's, you know, giving back and giving of yourself that's a bigger thing than you, you know?
So now that we know why it's important to have a why, we're going to talk about some ways of developing a purpose statement. And by the time we get done with this podcast, people will be able to, you know, start looking at what is their purpose statement for the life. And I'm actually going to give an example of what I came up with for mine. And I think you worked on yours a little bit too, right?
Sure.
So we're going to give it a shot, right? So the first suggestion, if you're looking to try to come up with a purpose statement, is to ask your inner circle, ask your family and friends, but don't ask them what your why should be. Ask them what they see in your life that gets you excited, and also what some of your strengths are. So if you sit down with your husband, wife, children, close friends, business associates, whatever, and say, as you're looking at my life from the outside in, what's something that my eyes light up when I start talking about it? What's something that gets me really juiced up whenever I start talking about it, I start reading about it, whatever the case may be? And get that feedback from them, because the people around you sometimes see things in your life that you ignore, or maybe you don't think are important, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, or you don't acknowledge that you truly get more excited about this thing over the other, you know?
Right. Yeah, like, you know, Nicholas in our office gets very excited about crochet, needlepoint, teddy bears.
Yes.
You know, so when he starts talking about crochet, needlepoint, teddy bears, he might not want to admit to himself how excited
okay,
he is about that.
No,
but we
not.
Can see that.
We
so
don't
yes,
see
well,
that.
He does not get excited about that. However, you know, when he does start talking about digital marketing stuff,
oh yeah,
he gets really passionate, or about spending money on new tech gear.
I was just going to say
he gets,
that
oh,
whenever
my
you
goodness.
Talk about when, yes. what he's able to buy, that's, you know.
So, but again, how easy is it for us to see that in him, but maybe he doesn't necessarily see it.
I'm sure he sees it.
Yes, he does, because I point it out to him all the time. So, but ask your friends, you know, hey, what's something, if you were, you know, if you're looking at my life and going, hey, this is something that that he gets excited about, what would that be?
Yeah, and hopefully it's something that's not just, you know, about yourself. You know, it's something bigger and, you know, that involves other people. But, you know, if it does involve you, maybe that's something to look at too.
Sure.
You know, a little self-reflection and evaluation on what is truly important to you and what do you want? What brightens your eyes whenever you talk about it?
Yeah, and these don't have to be big altruistic sort of goals or whys or purposes or anything like that. It's just something that you're passionate about, something that gets you excited. It could be working out. You know, there's people that love to work out, and it could be, you know, gardening. It could be, you know, what are some things that get you excited? Because there's a why behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So the second suggestion is track your thoughts. So I'm not talking about journaling, although I think that journaling is really, really powerful and I want to do that more. But, you know, just write down or open up your phone, because everybody has a phone in their pocket. Open up the Notes app and track what you are thinking about. So, you know, something that just pops into your mind, write it down and just keep a list, keep an ongoing list. I think that you would be really surprised with how many times your thoughts come back to the same couple things. So
that would be an interesting little, I don't know, challenge, I guess, to write down what you do think about throughout the day. I'm sure it's scattered for everybody. It's all over the place. But, you know, if it's a handful of things that you keep coming back to, like, maybe that's something that you're passionate about.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fourth and last is where we're going to kind of unpack a little bit. Write it down. So when you start developing your why, getting it on paper and actually struggling with it and writing it down, trying to verbalize it, trying to put it into words, is an exercise that will be so enlightening and also so helpful in getting you to where you're at. Because like I said, I did this exercise and I was like, oh my goodness, like there's some insight here that I can now use to, you know, start wrapping my world around, because when I had to put these into words, it made it real. So,
yeah, there's something about, you know, someone asking you a very specific question that you have to answer in very specific wording, like, that makes you reflect on what you truly want, what your purpose really is, you know, what it means to you and the reasoning behind it. It's just something, it's like a, you know, the way you have it set up is just kind of like a little fill in the blank thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's surprising how challenging that can be whenever you're trying to narrow your life's purpose, which is sometimes multiple things. Obviously, there's more than just a sentence that makes up who you are, but your passions to put them into and your purpose, like, that's a big thing. What's your purpose in life? It's like, I don't know. You asked me whenever, excuse me, when we had started talking about this, that we're talking about the purpose in your life. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't know what that is, you know? So it really made me think, you know, how do you sum up what your drive is? What's your purpose? What's, you know, a lot of the reasoning for your existence here, you know, what is it? That's big, you know, it's not a little fill in the blank thing. So it takes a lot of thought to, you know, put the wording in there.
And we're also, you know, the fact that we struggled with this, and we're goal-oriented people and we're mission-oriented people too. We do have things outside of ourselves. We have things that we are passionate about, that we know that we're passionate about.
Right.
But to drive it into why, what is my purpose? Wow, it took some thought. I mean, it took me hours sitting in front and, you know, writing it down, scratching it out. Like, oh, am I really, is that really
my
why?
Well, yours is probably a lot better than mine, because mine didn't take quite that
long. Okay. But we've done this, I mean, we've done this for our family, you know, and people call this different things, mission statement, purpose statement, your why,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And years and years and years ago, and the one that we have for our family isn't, we didn't come up with it. We adopted it But it just fit our family, our goals, our why for our family
right.
so well that we're like, well, we can't improve on this. This is fantastic.
You know?
And it's a little bit different format that we're going to talk about. But our mission statement, our purpose statement for our family is to create an environment where our children come back home even when they aren't required to anymore.
Yeah, even when they don't have to, no one's making them, that they still choose to be come back.
Correct. So as they move out and they have their own children, we want to create an environment as they were growing up that once makes them want to come back and be with us and be a family and stay connected.
Right.
So,
and I mean, it was a little bit different whenever they were babies, you know, and entering into, you know, the double digits age and things like that when we wanted to create a place that they brought their friends to, you mm-hmm. know, and a place that they wanted to be. But it was kind of just grew up with them to be, you know, sort of the same lines where they want to be around us and they want to come back and spend time.
Yeah. And it really helped to guide our why for things that we did. So it was the physical environment, you know, making sure that our house was a place that they wanted to come to,
right.
you know, that they wanted to hang out at. It was the support that we gave them. It was even how we corrected their behaviors, you know, to make sure that we weren't harming a relationship, you know, to correct a bad behavior that all teenagers and kids go through.
Yes.
But we weren't harming it so that they didn't want to come back. How we approached their goals for education and things like that. I mean, we really put everything through that purpose statement, that mission statement for our family, which was, it was life-changing for us. It really, really was for our family to look at that and to try to put everything through that filter. Now we're trying to do it for ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, we were not perfect at it. You know,
no.
I'm sure we failed time and time again.
But we also knew when we messed up, too,
yeah.
because of that mission
Because
statement.
Of that, it makes you go, oh, I really...
Yep. And made it...
potential for harm in the relationship there.
Fix
I need
it
to,
as well when yeah, we messed up.
I need to redo that. And
yeah.
Go back and apologize if necessary or,
yep.
you know, make things right.
Mm-hmm. So this is the format that I started with. When I was trying to do mine, and I found this online, and I just thought it was perfect. So I'm going to share it. And it says, it starts off, and it says, the purpose of my life is to blank. So what is the purpose of your life? So it's my purpose of my life is to blank. Using my blank, which would be your skills or qualities or whatever, you know, whatever we talked about in
right.
step number one, which was do an inventory, right? So that the last part is so that or in order to blank. So what is the outcome or the impact that you're trying to make?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're, you know, when you're looking at that, man, it seems like those fill in those blanks are really easy to fill in, but man, are they tough
until you get to fill in the first one.
Yeah, you're like the purpose of my life is to blank, and you're like. Oh my goodness, there's so many things there. Like, what do I want to do? So now what I did is I started with filling in those blanks and then I changed it to something that read a little bit easier. So
yeah, hopefully it doesn't read like something that, you know, the beauty contestant pageants are like, serve world hunger, you know, and
yes.
wave and, you know, do all that
yeah.
so that it's realistic and attainable.
Yeah, but and when I share mine, I hope you don't make fun of it.
If I do this,
it does seem a little bit altruistic. But when I looked at my life, when I looked at all of the different things that I do, from the podcast to FlexScreen to, you know, mentoring to volunteering to the charity that we're starting, all these things, I was able to wrap it up into
yeah.
this one thing. So here's mine. So
all
I'm gonna be
do
a little vulnerable
it.
Here. Purpose of my life is to, and I have serve and inspire the people around me, using my, and I have experiences, successes, and failures, so that, or in order to, they realize and live the best possible version of their life. So I had that as when I fill in those blanks. So then I kind of put it down to, my purpose is to use all my gifts and life experiences to serve and inspire others to live their best life. So. That is, and just going through that exercise, when I when I now have that as in front of me, I can put that on a post-it note on my mirror. I can put it in my car. I can put it on my iPad. I can put, you know, that now when I understand my why, when I understand my purpose, now I have a way of going, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? Should I spend more time doing this? Should I not spend more time doing it? Should I gear my life in this direction or that direction? It really becomes a powerful tool for us to have internally. So that's mine. And again, it seems altruistic, but when you look at what we are doing, you know, in our lives, a lot of this, you know, almost everything fits into this. And I also know when I'm not doing the right thing. So if I'm sitting around scrolling through Facebook and it has no impact on anybody else in the world, I know that I'm not living my purpose. I'm not living my mission. If I, you know, am cutting people down or doing something negative, I know that I'm not living my mission, because my mission is to use my gifts and life experiences to serve and inspire others to live their best life. So what's yours? I'm really curious to hear yours.
Wow.
I'm very excited. I know it's about something about making sure that your husband is happy every single day, right?
Yeah, I took it off my phone.
Okay. All right, do a different one then. Go ahead. Okay, do number two.
All right, plan B. Okay. Right. So, purpose of my life is to pour into those around me with all the love I can, using my whole heart so that they feel loved and can love others.
Wow. That's complimentary, not the same as mine, but very similar to, I mean, that's why we get along so well. That's why
Do we? No.
but when you, again, when you have that as your filter, wow, how does that change things? You know, even going through, I mean, I would say that because of that purpose, that's why I got Tropical Smoothie today. Because I feel loved now.
Feel loved. No, I mean, I don't know. We've been blessed with a lot of successes in life. We've also had, you know, very lean years and tough times where people helped us out and gave and poured back into us. But, you know, being at the point of life where we're at, where we're grandparents and we have kids that are out on their own, and we also still have two at home, you know, and just multiple families around us that are so many different stages and phases of life, that with the blessings that we've been provided with, that I feel that I want to live my life as open-handed as possible, and not just, you know, the things that I have are just for me. You know, the things that I've learned, the lessons, the love that I have, and the ability to help people out isn't, you know, I shouldn't, if I have the ability, do it. You know, if I can provide, you know, anything, outfits for, you know, grandbabies, or, you know, a day away or a date night for, you know, kids, or, you know, babysitting friends' kids, or doing whatever you can do to help other people out in whatever way that you can. I feel like we've always done that no matter what our income level is. So it's not really, it was never hinged on our financial well-being, mm-hmm. you know, so it was kind of just wherever we were at, whatever we had to give, we gave, you know, and, it makes, for me anyway, that's what gives me purpose, is to bless other people and to just, I don't know, it's just being as open-handed and giving and, I don't know, as you possibly can at whatever stage we're at.
So let's look at, we only have a couple minutes left here, but let's look at a recent decision that we made, big decision, life decision, that we use these two filters to help us with that decision. So we recently made an offer on a house. Haven't heard back yet. We have not heard back yet, which is terrible right now. I mean, everything is going like over market value, blah, 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 or not over market, but over asking price. But we made an offer on a house, a much smaller house than our current house. Less amenities, doesn't have a pool, doesn't have the patio thing, all of those types of things. But as we were going through this, these two purpose statements actually played into that decision to at least even make that offer. Because again, most people, as success grows, they get bigger and bigger houses. They get more stuff. They get, you know, I mean, we're going right. the opposite direction, a smaller house, you know, a more, I don't want to say humble house. It's still a nice house, but it's still, but it is a, yeah. you know, a much less expensive house. So, you know, some of the considerations for us is, you know, it gets us to our goal, you know what I mean? Our goal of being out of debt faster. Mm-hmm. So, you know, which is a goal for us. And part of, you know, part of our purpose, again, looking at my purpose to use my gifts and life experiences to serve and inspire others. So first thing is us talking about the fact that we're okay with having a smaller house, you know, even though our success is growing, we're okay with downsizing and having less. You know, that's an example that we hope that some of the young people around us see. And they're okay with that. And they understand that, you know, hey, having the biggest house out there isn't necessarily a great goal to have. You know, it's
a lot of floors to scrub, honestly.
Yeah. So, you know, again, that example can help, you know, and that experience that we are doing right now can help to inspire other people or you know, that kind of thing. Also, the fact that we want to get out of debt is also because we want to help more people. If we have no debt, we have a greater ability to right. help people. And again, that goes into your you know, loving people around you and stuff like that. The more ability that we have financially to help people, the more that you can love them in that way. The more freedom that we have because we have less debt. Even our girls that we want to love them in the best way that we can. You know, giving them a different start in a new school district while going through all this Corona stuff is actually serving them in a way that they're excited about this potential.
Yeah. With the, you know, all this being said that, you know, next week we could be doing this and go, it fell through. We didn't get it. We're not doing any of these things. So I didn't actually realize that you were going to be talking about that today. But I mean, it is just a filter that, you know, you run your decisions through that. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to. It is definitely a different type of house, but is it serving where we're at right now through these statements?
Correct.
So I think that's just kind of the takeaway from it. And it just, I feel like this whole last year has made people reevaluate themselves where, and hopefully it has. Hopefully that's the positive thing that comes out of all this. Cause I know that trials were many through all of the whole last year and, you know, everything that's come about. But hopefully it made you reevaluate where you're at, what's your statement, and maybe get rid of some of the thoughts of, I don't know, comparison and find out what's really important to you and make some of those changes that, you know, if you didn't have, you know, time off of work or whatever, that you could think about these things before and just kind of your priorities should have changed through everything and find out what's really important to you, which I think kind of points back to the purpose statement.
Yeah, I personally love these last couple of weeks of doing the podcast because it made me really introspective and made me look at my life and made me, you know, do these exercises that we're suggesting that other people do.
Well, life is busy. So you just, you know, you can, whenever you're in the workforce and of course, you know, a business owner, especially, and, you know, just being a driven family, mm-hmm. you know, oftentimes that comes along with busyness. You know, we're just busy all the time. There's just always something going on. Someone's got to go somewhere, be somewhere. You know, you're out of town, you're doing this, you're starting up that, you know, there's a lot in our life that needs taken care of where it doesn't allow you the time to reflect and go, well, wait a minute, what are we doing here and what's actually important? Are we, you know, have we gotten so busy that we forget about what's important?
Right.
You know, so it does. I don't know. Makes you think.
It does. And so
it makes some pretty big decisions and changes that, you know, maybe people around you don't understand, won't support, and will probably talk about you, you know, it, like
whatever.
I don't care, you know, so, but Don't let those things impact your passion.
Yep. So, man, this has been great. I hope everybody out there has gotten something out of the last couple of weeks. I hope you got something out of this today. I really strongly urge you to write down your purpose statement. So again, go through the steps of reinvention, find out what you have, figure out where you're going, and then to me, one of the most important, or the most important, is why do you want to get there? Find your purpose, find your passion, and use that as your filter for all of the decisions in your life.
Right. Give us the statement and then the blank again of what they're supposed to fill in.
Yes, statement and blank. So the purpose of my life is to
blank.
Using my blank, which would be what skills or qualities or whatever you have, so that, or in order to blank, what is the impact or the outcome that you're trying to accomplish.
All right.
So, well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast. Remember, you deserve, and you were put on this earth to live an extraordinary life. Do not settle for ordinary. It would be such a waste of 60, 70, 80 years. Live an extraordinary life, because an ordinary one will always be waiting for you. Thank you guys so much. Like, share, follow, do all of the things you're supposed to do, and we will catch up with you next week.